Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. What?
Aloha, Dale. Go ahead, Johnny.
Aloha. Even though I'm in Lake Tahoe, I will never stop saying aloha because I'm like you. I travel up and back to Hawaii, Tahoe. But I'm in Tahoe
right
now. Yeah. Because I'm not sitting on a plane.
Well, you're a lucky lady.
Yeah, I'm not sitting on a plane. What?
I was just introducing
Johnny is going to do the little intro. We're just excited to be here, aren't we, Dale?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Johnny.
This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And our guest today is Dale Shear. And it's good to have you back. We loved having you back last Friday. It was amazing. I mean, you always bring in tons and tons of people wanting to talk to you.
Break the record.
Well, we're going to go, Johnny, we're going to go psychic Dale Shear, so they'll call.
Psychic Dale Shear,
psychic medium. Not medium. Okay. Psychic Dale Shear. That's what I say, psychic Dale Shear. You know, that's what I always say.
You are right. You are 100% right. So, how is the day going? What are we doing? What would you like to do?
Okay.
The
day,
Barbara?
Can I answer first? May I answer first?
Sure, yeah.
You can answer Johnny. Okay.
Okay.
I got up at 4 a.m. I drove up here to L.A. from Huntington Beach to do an electric bike advertisement photo shoot, and I was here at 6 o'clock, and we had so much fun. It was like, are we really working? Five of us were driving around, riding around on these electric bikes, just shooting. It was so easy. All we had to do is like shoot by the photographer, and he was take our picture, and then it wasn't like you had to pose or anything. You just rode the bike, and then it kind of got away from me. They're very dangerous. If you have to dodge something or you have to maneuver, somebody goes in your way, you can, there's so many things to pull and push. I thought it was the brake, and then it really was the gas. Oh my gosh. I went into this wall, this concrete barrier, and then into the fire hydrant. My hips stopped the whole crash, and these four screw-driving prongs went, I thought it punctured me. I literally thought that we were going to see blood. I pulled up the shirt where my side of my hip was, and, just very bruised. So that was dangerous, and then it got away from the male
angel
model. It got away from the male model, too, Dale.
What?
The electric bike got away from the male model as well.
That's crazy. And
that's dangerous.
I hope they had insurance.
Nothing. They have nothing. And they were worried. I saw the looks on their faces. And so then I got done with that in bad traffic. So thank goodness we're wonderful best friends. So I'm over here at best friend Elkie's house doing the show tonight. So my day went great. Yeah.
How wonderful. Let me ask Johnny, do we have any callers yet?
Actually, yes, we do. We do.
Okay. Let's start with that and let everybody know this is also a psychic show today. And we're going to be changing after Friday. Barbara and I and everybody voted to take Valentine's Day off. And so I'll be back on Thursdays. We're going to, because Barbara likes to go out and have fun, and I'm married and she's single, and she needs to meet people and do things. And and so we decided after that I'll be on Thursday. So it's okay.
Thursday the 20th. Thanks, Dale.
Okay.
Now,
are
we ready to go?
941. Yes. 941, you're on the air.
941, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. One second. Johnny, you're breaking up, so you got to fix your mic, okay?
Okay.
He's breaking up. Okay, hi, Carla. How are you?
I am great.
And
I
where
was wondering.
Okay,
I'm in Florida.
Oh, wow. That's what we need to know. You're in the nice warm weather at this point. I'm in Nevada, and everybody else is in Beverly Hills and where else they are. yeah, you were wondering. There is
about my
a
career.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
There is a hello. There is
yes,
a there is a move upward in your career. There's a change that's upcoming. That's very good. There's a lot of people that like you. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter who you work for. Whatever it is, you make a very, very, very good impression, and people like you so much. So, you know, not to worry at all.
Okay.
Are you worried about the career or the place that you're working at now, or are you looking for something different?
I am more concerned about the place. I'm renting a space. I work for myself, and it's just not working out. And I was wondering, do you
Wait,
see
what
me
part
there
is
very
not
much?
Working out?
Pardon me?
The money part, the rent, what's not working out?
All of kind of the above. They have somebody in there that doesn't like me because I think it's because I can see through her. And she's more or less has targeted me. And she has limited because we're all supposed to be under referrals for who comes in. And she
Hold on. What type of work is it?
I do holistic healing and massage and some psychic work. And she has more or less limited my income that way. Besides, I have my own clients, but it's just like everything has really slowed down. And
okay,
I know
hold
it's
on,
from.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's not from her. Okay. No one person is going to, you know, put the hex on you and make
oh,
it
Oh, no,
not
no.
Happen.
She's actually verbally telling people not to come to me.
Well, that makes
yeah.
a difference. Okay.
Yeah.
You are going to be moving. I was going to say this, and you didn't give me the chance, but I see you moving to a different location probably in the next few months, and you're going to make double the money and triple the money that you were making before. It's a matter of you're putting too much energy on working with this one, thinking about this one person who's negative, instead of putting in positive energy and looking around for a place that would be conducive of what you want. That's what's happening.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just see you breaking the bank. I see you making money. It's the future.
Okay.
And that's what that's my expertise. Although I do see a problem with your car. What's the matter with your car?
My car is brand new. My car is brand new.
Okay. Did you just trade it in?
Yes, I just got a new car. It's probably, I think, last April.
Okay, so maybe I'm picking up on the old car, your thoughts of that, because that was kind of on the brink. Still, on the new car, there's a problem with the tire. Just check your tires. Check the air pressure in your tires.
Okay.
And health-wise, you're good. Please, you're killing yourself. Don't put all this energy on this one person. She's not worth it.
Okay, great.
And besides... Karma, what comes around goes around.
Yeah.
So don't worry
Very
about
true.
It.
Very true.
Karma will take care of itself. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Johnny, what do we have?
Well, I mean, that was an amazing call. I mean, what did you think, Barbara?
Yeah, I mean, karma does come back around, and I totally agree to surround yourself with positive people and do not let that person affect your peace of mind. Yes, it is hard, but don't do it. Just don't let people affect your peace of mind.
Barbara, you crack me up. I swear to God.
Why?
I don't know why. I just like I listen to you and it's like you reverb whatever I say and I go, hey, that sounds good. And I go, wait, I just said that.
Yeah, you know what I do? I put an exclamation mark behind what you say.
I know. It's so cool. You know, you'd make a great counselor or psychic yourself. It's amazing. You're amazing.
You know what I was thinking about doing, Dale? I came up with this idea with one of my best friends from fourth grade. She said, Barbara, have you ever thought of, which I had, volunteering on a suicide prevention hotline?
Oh, God.
Because I think I could help these people because I like talking. Well, I don't like making a lot of phone calls, but I love doing the show. And I think that maybe my energy could help these people. What do you think? You said, oh, God.
What,
I mean, that.
Yeah, well, you need to be trained in how to help these people, okay? I've done it for many years just being a psychic, but there is a training course that you'd have to take, and you're going to have to follow the rules. It isn't like, oh, hi, here I am. Let me give you my own opinion, because a lot of people could end up being sued over that. So you're going to have
right.
to take a course. And once you pass the course, if you feel good about it, then you go with it.
Okay. And so how do you know? I'll research it. So
right.
thanks. So are you ready for another caller, Dale?
I certainly am, ma'am.
Great.
Okay. This caller is area code 205.
205, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dale. Thank
Hi.
You for taking my call. How are you? You are.
Fine. Where are you located?
I'm located in Alabama.
My name
is Patricia.
Okay,
yes.
Patricia. Whoa, you have had more pain and sorrow in the last year or so. You have lifted your head up. I don't know if you're doing it for yourself or for someone else, but anybody that needs help, you're there to help, but your heart is very heavy. You just want to, you give till there's nothing left to give. Are you aware of this?
Yes. I was going to ask for a general read, but yes.
Okay. you gotta stop, sweetheart, because you gotta have fun for you. You gotta make time for you. You need to have fun and good times and, you know, that type of thing is what I'm saying. Everybody needs something, they call you. If I need something, I'd call you. You know? You're that kind of person. And Barbara,
yeah.
I mean, can you hear or feel her energy? Which is just so wonderful.
Yes.
I mean,
it is
wonderful.
Thank you.
Great energy.
And what do you need to know that I haven't answered?
Nursing school. I'm starting up in this summer. I'm re-entering and love life.
Wait, say that again. You're doing what?
I'm starting up nursing.
Oh, nursing. So, oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, you're going to pass with flying colors. The math part is going to be, if they have math, do they have
mm-hmm.
math you have to look at?
Of course they do. Yes.
No, I don't
yes.
know. I don't know that. Okay. So that will be a bit of a problem where you might need a tutor. But you will pass. It's going to take a while for you to do these courses. And then if you want to get a job or do something or upgrade yourself right away, no problem. Does that
Wonderful.
Answer that?
That answered that. And love, it's an ex-partner that I was with for 5 years, 2 years ago. We have reconnected. We reconnected. And I just want to know, Dale, what do you see around it? I still love them.
Okay. All right. Let me say this. How I do this is when people text me a picture of their boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, then I do a reading on it and see if that person is for them. It's hard to just go out in the ozone, but to a point. Let me just give you my number on the safe side for private consultation. It's
808-372-1816. 16. Okay.
Do you have that? But I just want to say, and also I have a website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-T-H-E-A-R.com. I don't charge much. And then what you would do is send me a picture of that person, and we do a reading to see if the two of you will be together. All I know is this, that the person, he still cares about you a lot. He's just as scared as you are. He's scared to make the next move and be wrong. But on the overall, picture, the two of you feels like you're meant to be. If you've reconnected with him, that's a sign that you're supposed to be together.
Wow.
Got it?
Yes. Well, I thank God for the message. I thank God for you, Dale. I've seen you many blessings, you all many blessings. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. I might say this, and I want to talk to Barbara about it. Do you get Netflix? I mean, do you get Prime, Amazon.com Prime?
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay, then it won't matter. But there's a show that's called Miracle, Angels and Miracles, with Robert Culp on it. Oh, my God. I get chicken skin every time I watch it. All the miracles that happen, all the signs. And that's something I want to talk to Barbara about, signs that we have to open up and be aware of.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I will say this. I have been getting the number 42 and 22 in time, both signs in the last month. And 22 or 2 being really capitalized. And
you know what I can say about that? I don't know, in your state, do they have the lotto or scratch off?
They don't in the state of Alabama, no.
But can you go
Georgia
over one
is
state?
This, yes,
can you go
Georgia.
Over one state and get it?
Yes.
Do it, because those are signs and numbers you're supposed to play.
Okay.
And I would do the scratch off on that, okay?
Okay.
All right. You
thank
have a
you
good
again.
One, honey.
Okay. All right. You all do the same.
Aloha.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Yes,
Barbara.
Very nice. Yes.
I wanted to talk to you about signs in the road, signs that we get. Are you aware of how to follow a sign? Oh, you mentioned you do get Prime Video?
Yes.
Okay. There's a show called Miracles and Angels, or Angels and Miracles, with Robert Culp. It's a series. He has long passed. But what they show, it's like episode after episode on people who have had miracles now, this day and age. And I swear, I've cried. I've had dreams about it. It's phenomenal if you get a chance to watch it.
I definitely will. And I always love suggestions. And I love Amazon Prime. And I'm always telling all my friends to get it. It's well worth it. So definitely. And you know what? Oh, Dale, here's the thing. Everybody says, well, listen to your inner self. Listen, that is your higher being. Well, okay, but a lot of things come in and out of our mind and our heart all day long. Okay,
right.
How do we listen to these? So,
okay,
I mean,
I'll tell you.
This is going to be so helpful. Okay.
I will tell you. How that works is listen to your gut feeling is when you're in a crisis or you can't make a decision or you don't know which way to go. Okay? And when your gut tells you, no, I can't do this. No, I don't feel right about it. That's what you listen to.
Okay. What about...
It's not the everyday chatter that goes into your head.
Okay. So if somebody's really an intense feeling of, ooh, I don't want to go. What if that
then
is
don't
just...
go.
Well, okay. Just
no, no, not well.
To that.
Okay. You don't
do it.
Go. Hear me.
Don't.
I can talk to you about that forever. I can tell you miracle stories behind that. I have helped many, many people. I've been doing this work for years. And what happened is if I tell somebody, don't go on that plane, please don't go on the plane, and they don't go, they're fine and the plane crashes. Or they do go and they die. So someone just will replace you. But the whole point is if I see something like that, don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, that happened to me. That happened to me so much. For 7 years, I felt a very bad feeling of visiting my friend in Mexico. I just had this sinking feeling that don't do it. Something bad is going to happen. 7 years. I finally did go. And guess what happened? That's when I had the terrible fall down the staircase.
Oh, my God. I don't know about your fall or your staircase. But we'll talk about that later. Do we have any more?
Ballers?
Who's next, Johnny?
Yes,
yeah.
860.
860, you're on 860. You're on live with Psychic Dale Scheer. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
This is Amala. How are you?
Fine. Amala, where are you from?
Connecticut.
Well, we're just getting them from all over the place, aren't we, Johnny? This is
Hi,
wild.
Amala. Oh, Dale, this is one of our regulars, Amala. We love her. So glad to hear from you, Amala. Yeah, great.
Hi, Barbara.
Well,
how are you doing? Good.
Great. Thank you.
Good. Nice
Amala
to hear your voice.
Amala's
yes,
a sweetheart. Amala is a sweetheart. Everybody loves her. She gets lonely. But she starts talking, and when she does, a lot of people come around, and they're always somebody watching over her. She's a very, very good soul and has many, many, such a good heart, it's ridiculous.
Oh, thank you.
How old are you, sweetie?
I'm 46.
Okay. Do you have a specific question?
I do. I was wondering... if you see me meet, I'm going to a conference at the end of this month, actually Leap Day, the 29th. And I just feel really like I'm finally coming out of my shell. It's been a tough 3 months, but I feel the light is definitely peeping in. I feel it's my time to meet people, especially a significant other. Just was wondering what you feel for that.
Okay. Where are you going?
I'm going to a holistic expo. I was a speaker and they already got booked, but I'm going to network as well.
Okay, I'm curious myself, where is this located?
This is in southern Connecticut, so it's about an hour and a half from me. I'm in the ski country land, so I'm in northwest Connecticut. This is by the shoreline.
Okay, I got you. But you don't have to fly there or nothing, right? You're going to drive.
No, I don't have to
good.
Fly.
I'm telling everybody, because of the coronavirus thing, to just don't step on the plane. Just be aware of things. You know, it's spreading. So, I mean, we have to be aware of these things. And what I'm hoping for is that people listen. There's certain areas, like I'm even concerned about going to Hawaii, and there's no virus there, but there will be, but I'm just concerned, you know. But anyway, at this this guest speaker thing in Connecticut, holistic metaphysical, you're going to have a ball. You're going to meet a lot of new people. You're going to have fun. It's going to be good. It's going to be positive, and there's a lot of growth behind it, and you learning how to do it. I do, if you ever need me in the future, I do have one of the old Aura cameras, Curly and photography machines, made by Guy Coggins, and I've kept it for years. Whenever I have done parties or whatever, I usually do the Aura camera and give them a Polaroid picture, which I can still give the film of, and do a reading. So if you ever have need for someone to do that, let me know.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
so do you feel me meeting somebody? like anybody special, or do I have a local
place? You mean at the holistic place? Are you talking about?
Yes, or anywhere. Like any, like do you feel me? Do you feel or sense anything in the next, I don't know, couple of months?
You have been hurt very badly in the past.
Yeah.
So
that's
you're
right.
Not wide open to meeting someone real quick. It will happen, but I don't know the time frame, but you're going to be skeptical about it. So like I'm saying, anybody skeptical, if you wanted to send me a picture of the person and I do a little mini reading on it, my number is 808-372-1816. And I'll check the person out for you.
Okay. Okay. Right now I don't have anybody, but if I do meet
somebody.
No,
it's okay. When you do, but I mean, you know, you will meet somebody. There is marriage in the picture for you, and you are going to be quite happy in the future, but I'm not sure exactly where that lies.
Okay, got it. Okay, good. Well, this is opening new doors to my light. This conference, I knew I needed to register, and it feels really good.
Are you familiar with the Aura camera at all?
No, I'm not, actually.
You put your hand on a plate, and it takes a picture of your energy around your body. It puts it in the color, and the aura reader, such as myself, reads the colors and what's going to be, you know, in the present and in the future.
Wow.
And it's for real. I mean, because Guy Coggins made it and created it. He sold the company, but I still have the aura camera and the Polaroid film, and it's amazing. This camera is amazing on what it tells you.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Okay.
That's very interesting. Yeah, thank you.
Well,
thank you for calling
tonight.
I will. Maybe not tonight, but I will definitely call you next week.
Okay, whenever.
Yeah.
I'm not
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Barbara.
Yes.
Have you heard of the Aura camera?
No.
Where has everybody been? Jonathan, have you heard of the Aura camera?
No, I haven't.
You know about Crow-In photography, you guys?
No.
Oh, gosh. Okay, education time.
Yes.
Crow-In photography was a machine made. And by scientists, if you look it up, Kirlian, K-I-R-L-I-A-N, something like that, photography. It would show the energy around plants and all kinds of things. And this is where Guy Coggins got the idea to create the aura camera that shows the energy around the person. We take a Polaroid picture of your face, and I have done it with two people who are in love or care about each other to see if they're going to be together. They put their hand on a plate. There's no electricity. I've done it with Daniel Brinkley. I mean, it's been wild, you know. And the energy and the colors that come out is different by everybody. And it really tells a story. And there's very few left in the United States. I don't know about Europe, the people that have the aura camera. But they're usually at shows. I mean, people do aura readings.
Wow. It's kind of like the mood ring, but taken to much bigger height.
Oh, no. It's to the level of death, or it's to the level of insanity. It's just, I've seen actually pictures in their person's aura. I've seen animals. I've seen babies. It's just amazing.
Like orbs? What are orbs?
No.
Something?
Real pictures of, you know, even though it's Polaroid, I see a real picture of a little infant, a baby. That might mean that they lost a baby or they're going to have a baby. I see visitors and little ghosts that come up that have been grandmas, grandpas, all kinds of things.
I've seen that. Oh, Dale, I have seen those photos, but I didn't know that was with a special camera.
Or can
it show up without the camera? Can it show up without the camera? Because people have said, look at my family photo, and look at this infant on the shoulder.
Energy of the other side shows up electronically. So I've had it happen on a phone. I've had it happen on pictures, photographs. I've had it really weird stuff. I can't explain the weird stuff I've had happen. And you haven't given me your address so I can send you my books, kiddo. So I need to do that.
Okay.
So that okay.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Because I was looking that up again. But you know what? Oh, can I interject something? You know, I have
sure.
perks here. I'm going to be sent a book by Dell, but you all maybe not you don't have those perks, but go to Amazon. It's very affordable.
No.
I see Dare
no,
to Be
no,
Different
no, 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 no,
is on
no,
there.
No,
no,
no. My publisher is, he retired. So I'm the only one, if you go to my website and you see my books, I'm the only one who has it that you can order it from at this time until I get them back up. But it's time and painstaking, and it takes forever. I need someone to do it for me, to be honest with you, to get it up, you know, on Amazon. There's one or two books I want to get out. But they can call me directly or text me at 808-372-1816, and I will get the books out to them.
You
and
know
I
what
still,
I was
I
thinking,
really
Dale?
Huh?
You know what I was thinking? You know what I was thinking? What could you give yourself that is more valuable than calling up Dale and giving yourself a psychic reading on Valentine's Day? Because we don't have a show, which we said
what?
In the beginning of this show. We, you know, and call... Right, call you up and get, like, get a reading about love. I mean,
oh
my goodness.
Oh. I'm getting you now. You want people to get a call. You want people to get a reading from me for Valentine's Day as a gift.
Yeah, for themselves. Pay for a reading with you for themselves on Valentine's if they're lonely. And, you know, why not?
No, they don't have to be lonely, Barbara.
I mean, okay, if they're living, I mean, if they're living and watching people,
they could be
why not
happy
do this for yourself?
They can
yeah.
be happy and know what they're doing and having fun, you know, like Jonathan
yeah.
is doing right now. He's listening to this.
Call Dale up and find out more about your love life on Valentine's Day. I think that would be awesome.
Oh, please
for
don't
them.
Call me about your love life. No. I don't
would
want
you like to take a caller? We have another caller.
What would you like them to call?
Okay.
What would you? Of course.
No, it doesn't matter.
We
I'm joking.
Called, like she has a million callers all the time.
They're
I'm always
joking.
Waiting.
Okay.
We know that.
I'm
but
joking.
I wanted
let's,
to
let's,
know what do you like? What kind of calls do you like? What kind of subject matter do you like the most, Dale, with your clients?
Business. I like working with business.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do that
good
a lot.
Good to know. Okay. Ready to take another caller?
Ready. Here we code 5-2.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is
it? Thank you for Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you located? What state?
In Arizona. Arizona.
All over Arizona and Florida and Connecticut. Wild. I'm trying to get my Hawaii people, but because we're in a different time zone and they're probably working three jobs, it's hard. But anyway, I'm sorry. Your name again, please?
It's Lisa.
Lisa. All right. And you're in Arizona. I see travel for you.
Oh.
I also see, was there a passing not too long ago?
Oh, you got it.
I know, I go for the jugular vein, I'm sorry. Who is that?
No, don't be... an adult son.
How old was he?
In his 30s.
Whew. Were there drugs or shooting involved, or accidents?
I'm not sure.
Okay, and that's kind of what you wanted to know.
No, I don't really want to know because it's a done deal already.
Okay, all right. Because I'd have to do a whole reading on that. That'd be different. Was there a B or a D in his name?
A B or a D? D, yeah. Certainly, yeah.
What was his name, please?
Michael.
No, Michael. B or a D? I said there's no B or D in there. Michael what?
That would be like a last name, and I don't want to give that out over the air.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you know that there was a B or a D in the name, because he's coming through. And
oh, good.
He is saying, I can't help this, I just have to say what I feel and see. He is saying, many blessings, I've more than learned. It took me a long time to understand things, but I've learned. I've learned how to help others. I've learned how you've hurt inside. I've learned how everything has been upside down when it was. I've learned. So please forgive me. I'm sorry. That's what I'm getting from him.
Wow. Huh. Okay. Well,
does that
I'll
make
take
sense?
It and I'll just, you know, ponder on it, meditate.
Does that make sense to you?
I don't know. Nothing really makes sense once, you know, something like that happens.
Okay. Well, he's just trying to say that he's around you at all times, and he's there for you if you need him.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now, on the good side, what do you need to know?
My career, as a matter of fact, when his passing, I went and got licensed and certified. And I...
For what?
And it... it's...
I need to know what you got licensed and certified for.
It's in a large ticket area of marketing. And I I'm an independent contractor, and
mm-hmm.
I do you see the next couple of months income streaming in as a result of my efforts?
Mm. Are you doing any techie stuff?
I am.
Okay. It seems to me that you're not getting, I don't know, you should know better. You're not getting yourself out there. I don't know why, but more people need to know of your service.
Okay.
And once more people know, yes, more income will come in. If more people don't know, like me, I could be the best psychic in the world. If nobody knows I'm out there, it doesn't do any good. So it's the same with you. And you ought to know with marketing, sales, and promotion, they have, and Barbara certainly knows, they have new ways of doing things, ways that may not be real familiar to us or even, you know, viable. But you need to change your thinking on some different ways of reinventing yourself and promoting it.
Okay.
And then you will be okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay, was there anything else you want to know real quick?
That's about it, I guess.
Okay, I don't want you feeling down, but I mean, you know, I have to call it as I see it.
Oh, why would I feel down? I don't feel down.
I don't want you to, because you're very smart, you're very bright, and you got it all together. And it's just a matter of you applying a little bit more effort, and things will fly.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Barbara, what'd you think of that one?
Well, you know what? I like that you evaluate each person differently, but you don't go on and on and on. You get what you get, and you give it to them. And, hello, this is what I have for you.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I love that, because I have been on this show for 10 months now, Dale, and I have seen it all, okay? I've seen a lot of rambling, I've seen a lot of squirrely business, and I've seen a lot of runaround. You know what? You are absolutely amazing. You are what, if I wanted to have a psychic reading,
Which you can anytime you want.
I can?
Of course you can.
Johnny knows. Johnny knows. I don't like to ask for too much,
yeah,
you know.
He doesn't.
Now I don't.
No, but Johnny,
ever.
You too. This goes for you too. All I can say is my mind and my heart is open to both of you. Anytime you want to read it for free, you have it. Not a problem.
But see, thank you. Thank you so much. But this is the point I'm trying to make. Nobody wants to ask somebody if they think it's not going to be real. But with you, it's so real. This is just real. And you know what? Hey, if you call and you don't get the answer you want or there's not much she's feeling, so be it. It's real. But then sometimes it's just like nailing something on the head.
Do you know how many people don't get that message? I mean, hey, you can call a million psychics in the world, and there's a few that I think that are, you know, pretty good, you know, for what they do. But the ones I've met the most are the ones that are not professional. I just got professional
famous
at this. Huh?
You mean not famous?
Yeah, I guess. Not famous. Professional just means doing it for a living. I do this.
Okay, well, you already halfway predicted something, which we'll see, because when we were talking about Donald Trump, okay, I'll have to re-listen to the show, but how far you went into it, I'll have to listen to you, but remember, okay.
I remember that.
And he was acquitted. He was acquitted.
Well, I said that was no... That wasn't any brainstorm, but I said he'll be president if he runs.
And he's going to try again. And, okay, I feel like he will be too. And
it's not coming for my own, you know, wants. This is just what I see.
Mine either.
I saw Obama being president 4 years prior to it happening, you know, because I was living in Hawaii at that time. So, I mean, you know, it's just what I see. And believe it or not, things will work out just fine and it'll be okay. You know, it'll be better than it was. I think he himself, I mean, he cracks me up. I mean, you know, I just like to watch him for the sake of watching him, but I want to hear what's going to come out of his mouth. That's all.
It's entertaining.
I mean,
it's like really entertaining.
Very entertaining. You know, and we know him personally in the sense that my husband has a, it's called Lake Tahoe Cigar Company in Lake Tahoe at Mont Blue Casino. And we sponsored the golf tournament, Edgewood. Every year we had a little hole that we would sponsor. So we've met all the great ones that we give free cigars to. I mean, we don't smoke or nothing, but, you know, they're given to us by, you know, all the big companies. So we give him out. And he got to meet Donald Trump and give him a cigar. And he autographed a book for me and all that stuff. And Curry and all the great ones. I mean, we have autographs and pictures of and, you know, stuff with Joe Montana on it. All kinds of memorabilia that we have for sale.
Again,
you know,
I dated him. Years ago, dated him. Yes, and I've been to Mar-a-Lago. I've been to his Trump Towers, and I know what he is deep down. At least 25 years ago, and I was telling everybody I know, nothing can stop Donald Trump because I know him personally, and I know that. I do know that, and sure enough, he's acquitted. Bulletproof, totally bulletproof. So,
totally both.
And you know what?
But he can't. You know, the way he speaks, and I hate to get into politics, but the way he speaks, he doesn't. Oh gosh, he treats everybody the same way. That's what, the best I can tell you. You know, so he isn't one-sided, but he just. I mean, there's good and bad. That's all I can say. But I mean, I do like a lot of things he has been doing. And I think with women, I know several, one of my best friends dated him and knew him very well. And she, for years, I mean, you know, this is before he was married, and I can't go into it, but she has the highest respect for him. So, you know, and it just works out that way. But anyway, do we have any more callers?
Okay, Johnny.
Okay, let's put area code 707 on.
Oh,
707,
okay.
You're on live with Psychic Jill Shear. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Hi, and hi, Jill.
Hi.
I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago. This is
Valerie. 707? Yeah, you're
Valerie.
In San Jose.
Near somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Modesto, San Jose, whatever. Okay, what did we talk about before?
Well, you saw a high-powered job coming my way,
mm-hmm.
and you saw a lot of luck and happiness for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you also saw a relationship coming in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So my question today is, I'm trying to find a contractor that would be reasonably priced.
Wait, say it again?
You're
breaking up. What, Barbara, what is she saying?
A contractor.
She wants a contractor.
To expand upon what you already have?
Yes, I want to redo my deck and a retaining wall.
Okay. So what's
and
the problem?
I want to know if I can find somebody that's going to be reasonably priced that would do a good job.
Not in your area, sweetie. Sorry.
I know. That's what I'm discovering.
Okay. You live in the richest of rich areas. You're in the tech city. Now, you know, Tahoe's becoming that way at this point. But if you go down to outside the area, it's still California. You know, maybe check somebody out in Sacramento or something like that. I think you'd have better chances because the minute they know you're in that area code and they see your house, it's like, boom, the price gets bumped up. And I've seen it happen in Hawaii 100,000 times. It's not fair, but they feel like, well, you're rich, you can afford it. You know, so, I mean, to be like it, but they think that, okay? So what you need to do is just saying it's insurance money or whatever, and I only have so much of it, and this is what I can afford to pay, and then you will find a contractor that will be able to do that.
Okay. By the summertime, you think?
Should be. On or before, the way the weather we're having, God, it's like
right. Summer
now, you know?
And and health-wise, how's my health? I know you saw a lot of good things.
Absolutely fabulous. Not a problem in the world.
Okay, because I'm trying to make it at least to 80 years old.
I can't, you know, I'm not God. I don't
I
know.
Love
when,
that.
When he decides to take you, you go. So, I mean, you don't have a choice in the matter.
Right, I know.
There's an old saying in the Bible that says your time to be born and a time to die. And when it is, it is. You can delay it a little, but that's about it.
Right, but I just wanted to make sure I'm okay health-wise, so, that, you know, things like that.
I see no problems with you whatsoever.
Oh, beautiful.
You're as spry as can be.
Oh, that is great. Anything else I should know about?
Yes, my phone number. So you can call me for a real reading at 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816.
I went to the website and I was wondering, I saw one price and I was wondering if that was for 1 hour because it doesn't specify the time.
Oh, it says per session. It says per session. Yes, it does. If you go further into it, it'll say 15 minutes is this price and a half hour is this price.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't see that.
But you're basically paying for, it's not the reading, you're paying for my time. And I haven't fixed the website. It's gone up very tiny bit, like what was 100 is 125 and what was 50 is 60. But I had to do that. But I haven't got a hold of my guy to change it, but it has gone up a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And that high-power job is coming in, like you said, very soon.
If you go for it, yes.
Yeah, I've got my feelers out there. I got a response from one job, but I didn't get that interview. So I'm wondering if something else is going to come up within the next month or two.
What field? Just, you don't have to tell me what it is. What field is it in?
Healthcare.
No. So would it be like nursing or administration?
It would be more of a techie situation.
A what?
Tech.
I don't get that.
Tech. It would be more
technology.
Technology. I can't. Why wouldn't you have a job yesterday? I don't get it. Are you just being, you know, real?
No, the jobs only come up so often, and it's not that many positions available. So it's a specialized field. And I think what they're
wanting what you do when it's a specialized field, you call all the companies that do that work that you like and ask if they have availability or will they be having availability soon.
Uh-huh.
You call HR, and that's what you do. You find out. That's how I've gotten every job. If I want a job, I call and I find out. Do you have availability? I have credentials. This is what I do.
Okay. All
and
right.
By gosh, you'll get that job.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Barbara.
Yes.
Did you go to the bathroom?
I'm here. I'm waiting.
It's interesting, but I know the area code, but I mean, you know, it's interesting because there's thousands of jobs out there. I mean, I'm getting hired. If I just apply for something and you call, I get hired before I even hang up the phone. You know, I've been turning down things left and right, you know, for part-time.
But what about the jobs that require a lot of, a lot of skill? I mean, are they doing their resume properly? Are they putting the energy into their cover? Okay, you're right, Dale, because I was 18 years old, and I wanted a job as a flight attendant. I sent out requests for applications to 100 airlines. People don't even know that there are 100 airlines in the United States, but there are, okay?
Wow.
The first people that responded, I got that job. But I had the energy. The energy was there that you're going to respond to me? I've got it. This is the confident energy. I think the people need to, before they want to, like, be given the job and why me, why aren't I chosen? Well, because you're not showing the positive energy. And there's thousands of people that want that job as well. They're going to choose the one that has the energy that says, I am and I can and I'm going to do it the best, better than anybody. And I'm the one for the job. You've got to change your mindset. You've got to be confident and be great and want it. That's the only reason.
That's the only thing holding them back. What has helped now is because Trump has put a lot of jobs in the U.S. And especially up in Tahoe, you can't get people to work. Nobody wants to work. They want to do techie jobs. They want to sit home. They want their hours. It's like they can't get any. And it's not only Tahoe. It's everywhere. There's restaurants. We even have a sign up in Tahoe and Harris that says, qualified cook, $1,000 bonus. Come on. When would you ever hear of something like that? You know,
put a swing on yourself. Put a swing on it. Put a swing on it. You know what? Make yourself stand out. Say, okay, this is just a cook job. Why am I not getting it? No. Come to them and say, hey, look at my 3 recipes. I've looked at your menu. And you know what? Your restaurant could benefit if you hired me as your cook. And pretty soon, people are going to call me Chef Sam or whatever.
Oh, Barbara is so funny. I swear to God. I mean, she's right. And the whole point of it is, I mean, up in Tahoe, I mean, it's just like I used to deal cards 30 years ago before the bomb went off at Harvey's. It's a long story. If you look it up, 1980, they had a bomb. But anyway, and I applied at Hard Rock Casino. This is 30 years later. I was a high-limit dealer, and I absolutely loved the job. Well, I just wanted a little part-time thing, nothing major, right? I go in there, they hired me before I even got in there. They're ready to put me back to school and do something. But you know what? I started really being picky and thinking, hey, I'm too old. I don't want to stand on my feet for an hour, 20 minutes to deal cards. I love dealing cards. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to drive an hour up there or an hour here, an hour there anymore. I'm just getting picky, and I think it's time to be picky. And
exactly.
I want to get what I want, and so I turned them down. And I go, I'm not sorry I turned them down because, hey, would have paid really good money and stuff like that. But you know what? I think my health, I think my happiness is more important, and I just want a little tiny job. And that's what's hard to get nowadays because there's so many openings. They want you to work 10, 15 hours a day everywhere. It's crazy.
Yes, but by you being picky, you're standing out. And there are so many people, and now the way they're hiring online, you have to stand out. And by being picky and knowing what you want, they're looking at you like you're serious and you're going to stick around and you're going to do a great job and you have pride in yourself because you are picky.
Very picky, and especially part of that had to do with the show. I want to be with you guys, John and you, to build the show up to be what it should be. And it's getting there, and I'm excited about it. And I don't want to give that up, and I don't want to not have a day off where I can't do this. So, I'm picky.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll work around you. You're so amazing that, you know, we have the convenience of working around you because we value you.
I decided. You want to hear something crazy, Barbara? I swear to God. I was up. Now, I believe in signs. I was at waiting for my interview at Hard Rock yesterday or the day before. And I was at a local hamburger place eating a hamburger. And this girl comes in and starts talking, and she does DoorDash. Or have you ever heard of that, DoorDash? I was trying to explain.
Yes.
Okay. So you and I are in the same wavelength. So she was telling me she makes $1,200 a week doing DoorDash. She has four kids, a dog, a RV, and a boat, and she's paying for all of it. And I'm going, what? And I want to sit there and go to get a dealing job? So I applied for DoorDash because you can pick the hours you want, the times you want, the things you want. Just a part-time thing.
It's a side hustle.
You got it. It's a side hustle.
You need a side hustle is $1,000 to $2,000 extra a month that people need. And there's ways. This is America, people, and there are ways to make it. You've got to be creative. $1,200 extra a week with DoorDash, that's amazing.
I mean, that was that one girl. She was working hard for it. But, you know, hey, if you make $400, $500, $600, I'm happy. You know, whatever. It's just a fun thing to do because I like driving my car and I like getting in it. And you don't have to. The thing is, you know, you can use any car you want, and you just go pick up the food if they want Applebee's or McDonald's or whatever, and you bring it to the gamers who are stuck in the house and they don't want to leave, and they keep kicking you like crazy.
And nobody can decide on, one restaurant, but it doesn't matter because DoorDash picks it up from all different restaurants and brings it to you, and there might be 3-4 people, and it's all different restaurants. I mean, Priscilla and I do it all the time. We order from Postmates.
From what?
Postmates. It's another. It's a form of DoorDash. It's called Postmates. She's chosen that one.
I wonder if they have that
one
here. I've heard of Grubhub. I haven't heard of Postmates. But that may be just LA area. I don't know. But anyway,
yeah,
it's
great.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's a fun
and it's,
thing.
No.
It's free, but not really.
What's up? Let's put Johnny in this conversation.
Okay.
I was just going to say, we're about out of time, but it's been
great
having you.
Why are we out of time?
Okay, hold on, John.
Okay.
Hold on.
What?
It's been an hour, but we're not totally out of time. I forgot about something which you, Dale, were so sweet to ask us about our day. And I really wanted to ask you about this. It was so weird what happened. Okay, I was saying that I had to get up at 4:30 a.m. today, which I, who knows, if I wouldn't have gotten up at that time, maybe I wouldn't have heard this. It was a tsunami alarm for Huntington Beach, and it was creepy, and it was,
whoa.
I didn't even know. Okay, whoa.
You had a tsunami alarm? Where was there an earthquake?
Okay, so I was listening to this.
Are you talking about a real tsunami?
No, it was an alarm. Okay, let's start with that. It was an alarm, and it was a very spooky alarm. And I said, hey, Barbara, this doesn't sound like a siren. And I woke up, and I was like, what is this? What is this? Weird. It sounded like a foreign sound.
Wait, are you talking real or dreaming state?
No, because my alarm went off and there was the tsunami. I didn't know it was a tsunami alarm. I just thought, what in the world is this alarm? I mean, and then
Barbara,
it passed and it came back.
Barbara, do you know?
Yeah.
What a tsunami
okay.
Is?
Let me finish the story real quick. Okay.
Okay.
Then when I woke up, I turned on the news. Oh, a tsunami alarm was set off. Everybody's trying to figure out why it was a false tsunami alarm.
Oh, we had that in Hawaii. Oh, okay.
So, but I'm not used to it. I didn't even know I was in tsunami. Well, maybe I'm not, but I'm 4 minutes inland. So maybe I am.
No, you're in tsunami.
In danger.
You're in tsunami territory. I was across the street from the beach. And when you just get used to that sound, because if that ever happens again, I mean, we had that happen in Hawaii, and it freaked out the whole world. It was talked about the whole world.
I remember. I remember that.
All right. You get out
of
your house.
My mom was there.
Right. Well, you get out of your house, and you head for higher ground. I don't care what you're doing.
You just do it. Because nobody did it, though, Dale. No, I looked around, and I go, that's not an ambulance. I don't know what the heck it is, but nobody's doing anything, and it went away, and then I didn't do anything except for get ready. But do not ignore these alarms.
No, but you know what? I wonder if that's on TV here, where we'll hear what happened over there. I'm curious about that one, or I'll have to look.
And they said it went off by accident. Now, how did that happen? But that was,
it doesn't go off by accident.
I just wanted to tell you.
Well, what happened in Hawaii, it didn't go off by accident. The guy pressed the wrong button. I mean, it's a series of buttons.
Wow.
But he pressed it. And I was laying in my bed, and I saw this crawl. I sometimes sleep with the TV on, and I saw this crawl, and it said there's a tsunami. Korea launched a missile or something, and it's headed toward Hawaii. I go, sure, right, all right. And I said, I don't think so. So I went back to sleep, and sure enough, everybody in Hawaii was laughing about it because it was some idiot that pressed the wrong buttons.
And you know what's so funny? My mom is there with her husband right now, but she was there at that time too, and I'm like, Mother, what did you do? I mean, did you actually evacuate? I mean, you can't ignore these things. Even if
then,
an accident.
Because I mean, being a psychic, I knew North Korea wasn't going to get a missile over to Hawaii, even though that had always been my fear. I just didn't think they had the capability yet. So I wasn't really that concerned about it. But anyway.
But isn't that
John,
weird? Isn't
can
that
we
weird
do,
that
can
happened?
We do a few more calls, John?
Sure. Sure. Okay, let's go to area code 347.
347, you are on with Psychic Del Shear. What is your question?
Hi,
what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tanika, and I have a love question, if that's okay.
Okay, Tanika, where are you located, first off? What city?
I'm located in New York.
Hey, what's happening, girl?
I am.
I'm from Jersey. I'm from New York. I know that. I miss it.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. You have a love question about what?
I wanted to know what you guys see for me and a gentleman. I have feelings for him. I'm pretty sure he still has feelings for me, too. He and I were involved we worked at the same job. I since moved on to a different job, and we still keep in contact, but I want something deeper with him. And I'm just wondering how things will go, because I feel like he has attachment to me, too, but I'm not sure how he feels or where will this go.
Okay. Again, I will say this. If you want to send a picture to me by phone, I can tell you 100%, but I'll give you just in general. The whole point is that he does care for you. There are feelings. I feel he's busy, but you're in two different locations. So that presents a problem. But there is a very big chance that you could be with him. That's what I could say about that.
I know his name and date of birth, and I could text you a picture of him right now because we were involved.
Okay, not right now, because I do charge for readings. I have a small fee, so you can. I charge $60 for 15 minutes, but if you want to do that, you can send it to me at 808-372-1816, and I would need a debit card or a charge card, and we do a reading on it.
Okay. We were involved. It's just since I started the new job in, November. We haven't seen each other then, but we've been texting and flirting. And I'm worried that he might just want a physical with me. And I don't mind that. But I do, of course, want something deeper with this man.
Okay, that sounds good. How old are you?
I am 41. I'm 41. He's 43. And I know his birthday and everything.
I do believe that it can become very serious, and don't be afraid of anything. That's what I can say for now, okay?
So hold out, don't give in to the physical only that he's trying to offer.
No, I'm saying just the opposite. Screw your brains out. Have fun.
Yeah!
Barbara, she's not hearing me. Did I lose it? What did I
do? After a couple of dates, why not? I've done it before.
Those are
the most lasting relationships.
Where are you? On the phone? Where are you?
I'm here.
Okay. So what? It'll get deeper in time. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
You call me to ask, I'm telling you, and you're kind of just double... You're not like
concerned.
It's a program.
You need to call Dale directly, because she might not want to tell all her little. Maybe there's some hang-ups that she has about intimacy you could help her with.
Well, let's not
me?
Go there.
I'm just saying that you need to contact Dale privately for this.
Okay.
Do you have her number? Do you have her number?
She just gave it on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It's up to you if you want to call her or not. It's up to you, okay? It's not mandatory. But all I'm telling you is you have a very good chance with him, and don't blow it, okay? And we'll leave it at that. And thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure she got it, but that's okay.
Well, you know, and she was trying to say, I don't have any hang-ups. Well, no, you do. And how many psychics are offering their phone number on the air? And it's like, you're not going to jump on that? Oh, my gosh. You're so giving. You're so, hey, people, just do it.
It's just the way
if
I
they're
am.
Not willing, yes, but if, and they're not willing to take that leap of faith to actually dial her. You can even text you. Text your number and you'll get back to them.
Yeah,
they're scared, and that's why they're scared of the relationship. And they're scared of the phone call. They're afraid of the relationship, and they're afraid of whatever.
Barbara,
okay, she's not.
You have missed your mark. You really should be a psychologist.
I always wanted to be, actually.
You have totally missed your mark. You need to really explore it because you can read people like there's no tomorrow. What sign are you again? What month?
Leo.
Oh, that's
August 21st.
Love Leo. Okay. Okay, cool. Got it. Okay, Johnny, do we have a couple of more?
Let's try area code 205.
So
205, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, I've already talked to you, Dale, earlier in the show. I'm just I'm over here laughing.
I'm
over here. I'm enjoying
that.
You. I'm enjoying you.
I'm glad you're enjoying us. This is great. Thank you.
Yeah.
You have to pass it around.
How about?
What?
I'm just seeing who's next.
Johnny, we have her on. She's right here talking to us.
She's here.
Hi, caller. Caller, are you there?
No, she's not. No, I put her on mute again.
Why?
Well, I didn't know she said you wanted to call. Was it 205?
No, it's 305.
Okay.
I don't know what you did.
Johnny, do your thing. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, is it area code 205? Was that the number?
I think so.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. Whoever is meant to speak to me will speak to me.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is Patricia, but I tell you, talked to me earlier.
There we are. We lost you. We apologize. We're sorry. Okay. And Johnny, she's saying she's been laughing and enjoying the show. And I'm saying, please, the next time I'll be on, it will be Thursdays, not Friday, because Barbara and I want to go out and do things. So it'll be every Thursday starting, what is it, Barbara, the 20th?
20th, yes.
20th, yeah, okay. All right, what can I do for you real quick, honey, because I want to make room for other people.
Well, I asked a question earlier, finances. I'll ask about my finances. Do you see those
okay,
finances?
I'm not. What do you want to know specifically? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you can't take up the time. I need to talk to other people.
Ma'am.
So,
okay.
What do you want to know specifically?
Do you see my finances changing in the next month?
I can't say in the next month. No psychic can say exactly when the timing is. But it will change and it will get for the better and the best I can say right now. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Johnny, you can go. Go hit it again.
Go hit the next person.
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's try 856.
856, you're on the air live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and where are you from, sweetie?
New Jersey.
Hey, my neck of the woods. And your name, please?
It's Rose Maria.
Pardon me?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. What part of Jersey?
South Jersey, and about 10 minutes away from Philadelphia.
Oh, near Cherry Hill.
Right.
Okay. And have I talked with you before?
I think so, like a while ago.
A while ago. Okay. What can I do for the Jersey girl now?
Either finances or a long-term committed relationship. Either one. I know you have other callers.
No, that's okay. I want to go with a long-term relationship that will be coming in this summer. Someone you possibly already know, a good person, someone that's going to treat you right for once. You've hit a lot of kind of not that good relationships in the past.
True.
But who's the guy you're with now? Who's the person you're with now?
He's overseas in Europe.
Oh, boy.
He's not communicating right now.
Oh, but are you waiting for him to come home?
Actually, I live in both countries. He lives over there, so I go back and forth.
So where's the other country? Where's the other country?
At Italy.
Huh? Oh, Italy.
Italy.
How nice that is. Yeah, okay. So you go up and back. But why do you want someone else in this picture? Because you have very good hopes and promises with this guy.
I do.
You do? But, you still want another guy out of all this mess?
With all this mess, no, I don't. But I wish he moves forward.
Well, that's because he's in the military, sweetie. It just happens that way. But, I mean, he will move forward in time. He knows that you do care about him. He knows that you want to be with him and he wants to be with you. But he has a job to do, and he's doing it. And be proud of him.
Yeah.
You sound so Jersey. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I should do, right? You're so typical of the Jersey girl. I can't believe it. Are you aware of that?
Kind of typical, yeah, a little different. I could be a Philadelphian girl if I wanted to.
Yeah, well, Jersey borders Philly, so we take on both. I mean, we don't have the I walk and I talk and I come from New York attitude, but the Jersey Philly is more refined.
Right.
Okay. I know, and it's Valentine's Day coming up, and it puts people in a really bummer sometimes. So don't worry, it's going to be okay. I think he might even have something special for you for Valentine's, so just hang in there, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
You can go again, Johnny.
Okay. Here you go.
Keep them coming, Johnny.
7-6-0.
Hey.
7-6-0. You're here.
Hi.
Speaking with.
Where is 7?
Make it down here.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Where is 7-6-0? Hello? Barbara?
Where is 760? Where are you from? And 760, what is your name?
Oh, are you there?
Okay. I thought you were looking for my number.
No.
I'm calling from San Diego.
From where?
San Diego.
San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Okay. All right. And what's your name?
It's Lynette.
What's with you with airplanes and boats?
Airplanes and boats?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been traveling in quite a long time. I would love to get on either one of those.
Well, not right now with the coronavirus, okay?
Right.
But your time is that you will be traveling rather soon overseas in the future, and you will be visiting several different countries. I do get Italy, I do get Paris, I do get Rome, so that's way down in the future, but I see that.
So can I ask a question?
Sure.
I would love to know, as far as, you know, the theme, I'm going to stick with the theme, I just happen to have that on my mind, for a relationship coming up, and I just met an interesting guy online, and I'm just curious about him or anyone else that's near in my field.
Okay, again, and I'm going to say this for the last time. Anybody that wants to send me a photograph or anything and wants a mini reading, it's $60, you would just send it to my phone, 808-372-1816, and I can do a reading and we can go from there. But when it comes to the dating services, unless you have a picture of the person, I can't really say, okay?
Right. And do you see a relationship coming in for me then?
I see a lot. I see 2, 3, or 4. So I think you're going to sow your oats and try some fun things and enjoyability, and it's all going to be good.
Okay. Well, then I'll drink to that.
And I think we shall end with that for today. I've been on for an hour.
Okay, great.
But
thank
I want to
you.
Talk with Barbara friend Johnny for a few minutes. I just want
sure.
to say
okay.
I wanted to say thank you guys. for everything.
Your phones are coming off.
What?
I have Elke Jensen here, my best friend for 28 years. She's here.
You want me to do a reading on your
ready
best
to talk
friend.
To Dale Shear. Yes, you are.
It's fine. It's like, yeah, I am.
There she is.
So what should I say? I don't have anything to say.
You don't have to say anything, Elke.
I really don't have a question today. That it's just
okay, well, she's going to have to pass.
You know
we'll
what?
Try.
We'll do it when. Don't force
Sorry.
Anybody. We'll do it when.
Can you read
ready,
her
okay?
now?
Yes, but not when someone's been drinking. So just let it go, okay?
We're gonna let her go. Oh my gosh.
Let her
but
go,
so
and then
perfect.
Then. Anyway, I wish you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna talk.
I to call
hello.
In, but I'm in the right mood to talk. I'm not
She's
talk
not
to
in the mood to talk.
Fine.
Okay.
Barbara.
Yeah.
Hello. You've got to
Hi,
text
I'm here.
Me your address so I can send you guys the books. Okay?
Okay, great.
Or Johnny, because nobody
much.
Is texting
Dale.
Me address.
Wow.
All right?
How do you feel, Dale, though? Because sometimes this can be draining. Sometimes it can be uplifting. How do you feel?
It's very uplifting today, extremely. That's why I stayed on so long. Very uplifting.
Okay.
Okay, where are we at?
Well,
Hello?
We're out of time. And,
okay. Did we leave a
Barbara
lot of people?
We did.
How many people
did, but,
did we leave behind in the dust?
I would say about 4.
I'm sorry. They're going to come back on the 20th, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, but wait. Let me hear Johnny. About how many did
okay.
we leave?
I would say about 3 or 4.
Okay. Well, I can't stand all night. So,
not bad.
Not bad. They will have them call us, next 2 weeks on the 20th. And I wish everybody a happy Valentine's. And I hope I get to talk to you, Barbara, before.
Oh, well. Okay. Now that you invited me and you're so loving and so sweet and I feel accepted to actually call you, that you will invite my phone call. Heck yeah!
Okay. And Johnny the same way. All right?
I love you. You're an
I love
amazing,
you.
All right.
Not just an amazing psychic, but an amazing woman.
Thank you. You too. You are as well. Go
right.
double.
And
what
Johnny's I love
an
about
amazing...
you the most is you get along with the Leos, and I'm one of them,
oh.
and my best friend here is a Leo,
Trust
too.
Me. All my friends are Leo, and I'm an Aries, so what can I tell you?
Aries is the best with Leos. Member Mark, member Mark?
Sure, I'm member Mark.
Yeah, but I've had 3
no.
Marks. That's one
no,
last
Aries.
Thing I wanted to ask you, Dale.
What
is it? Okay, I've had 3 Erics and 3 Marks. What is it when you have a repetitive loves with the same name? What does that mean anything?
The name, or are they physically look the same?
No. Elke says quickly no.
I would say I don't have an answer for that. I don't.
Okay.
No. I really don't. But my whole life, all my whole life, you got Mark.
Love that.
My
love
whole it. Life, the people that come into my life are Richard. So I don't know what to tell you.
That's funny, isn't it?
I
well,
just
maybe,
like go with the
but
flow.
Did you
I
call them Dick? My
yeah,
uncle
but,
is
no.
named Richard. We call him Dick. And then
no,
his email was bigdick@gmail.com.
Okay, we shall end this phone
it's
call.
It's funny. I mean, we have our show is on 18 plus. So Johnny made sure of that because people slip
you
up
another,
a lot.
You have another
but,
show?
So then why can't
okay.
I say something like that? I think it's funny.
It is funny.
It is funny.
It is funny. You can say whatever you want, Barbara. Not a problem. Okay.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not doing the address to the, what is it called? The union? What is it called? The union?
State of the union.
The state of
you
the
were,
union.
Okay, but we acquitted
NBC,
you. So it's a, we
and then NBC
you, Barbara.
Later had to say, I'm sorry. I hope no children were watching. But for the president of the United States. But Elke and I, we are friends with him, and we love him as a person. I like him. I think he's doing a great job.
I agree with you 100%. I do agree with you 100%. Okay, you guys. So, and my husband's met him and he liked him. So, other than him being cheap, there was no real issues.
But hey, we're a America. We go to the 99-cent store. We go to Ross. We go to Marshall's. We want somebody to understand cheap. We need that. We have to be that. So we need a president who understands that. And then go paint your walls with real 24-karat gold.
I gotta tell you something.
Barren.
Hold it. We have the golf course where Trump played, which is at Edgewood. And do you know, in that area is one of the richest areas in Tahoe, and they have this huge dollar store. And I'm going, what the heck? Is there a huge dollar store in the middle of a rich area? I got it now.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they got over their shopping problem, because you know how people are alcoholics. Well, they're shopaholics. Maybe they are reformed shopaholics, and they need the 99-cent store.
Well, whatever. I mean, they're just cheap, and they just don't want to spend the money, so they go in the dollar store. What can I tell you? And us poor people, we're out just like, you know, hey, we're cool. We go anywhere.
And,
maybe they
have all of their helpers living around them, and they have made jobs, basically. So, in retrospect, Donald Trump has made more jobs with his people that work for him, and then springing up 99-cent stores. Elkie's just like, oh my God, she's laughing her head off.
Anyway, I'm gonna bid you guys adieu and give you a big aloha, okay?
Aloha to you, Dale. And if you want to go get Johnny, may I do the shout out now, please? Thank
That's
you.
Right,
if you would like to contact Dale directly, please call or text her at 808-372-1816. And you could also reach her on her website, daleshear.com, spelled daleshear.com. And don't forget to follow us on our YouTube channel to hear this and many other shows. Life, Laughter, Happiness across the board, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Love you guys. Have a great night.
Love you guys.
Night,
love you, Johnny. Thank you. Aloha.
Night, everybody.